With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the Trump administration will be negotiating separate trade deals with each country while the 90-day new tariff pause is in effect.
We are confident that having seen the other side of where this could go, and it was like I said last week, the market didn't understand those were maximum levels. The countries can think about those levels as they come to us to bring down their tariffs, their non-tariff trade barriers. We're going to discuss currency manipulation, subsidy of labor and industry.
The Trump administration announced the tariff pause this afternoon, sending stocks worldwide soaring. The Trump administration is freezing federal funding for two more U.S. universities.
The White House says it has frozen more than $1 billion in federal funding for Cornell University and about $790 million for Northwestern University, while the government investigates alleged civil rights violations. Cornell says it's received more than 75 stop work orders from the Defense Department related to research, but that it hasn't received any information about the frozen $1 billion in grants, and Northwestern says it hasn't received any notice from the federal government. The administration already has singled out Columbia University, threatening to withhold $400 million in federal funds. Donna Warder, Washington.
House Republicans cleared a key hurdle Wednesday afternoon toward advancing a budget framework, but final adoption is far from certain. The House voted 216 to 215 in the rule to tee up floor debate on the Senate-approved budget resolution and a vote on approval. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 2,962 points. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over abortion in Texas.
Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against the city of San Antonio. It has a policy of paying for the travel expenses of women who want to get an abortion in another state. And Paxton says that violates the state's pro-life laws, amongst other things. The AG adds that, quote, using taxpayer dollars to fund out-of-state abortions serves to support and encourage acts that are unlawful in Texas, and both the law and public policy are violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is moving to bar all missionaries. International Christian Concern reports new laws going into effect on May 1st will make it a crime for any foreigner to share their faith inside China or establish any kind of religious organization. The Communist Party says its ban on missionaries is necessary for preserving state security. Yet China is in the midst of a multi-year crackdown on Christianity designed to bring the faith under the control of the party. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks surged to one of their biggest gains since World War II after President Trump paused his tariffs against most other nations, as investors had desperately hoped he would. The S&P 500 soared 9.5%, the index still below where it was when the president announced his sweeping set of tariffs last week. The Dow flew nearly 8% higher, and the Nasdaq composite jumped 12.2%. Trump did, though, did raise tariffs further on China. Treasury yields gave back some of their big market rattling gains following the president's pause on most tariffs. The Dow was up 2,962 points to close at 40,608. The Nasdaq gained 857 points to 17,124. The S&P 500 added 474 to 5,456. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.